Okay. What would you call the big round piece of wood that you put in a fire?
Firewood.
Okay.
My father used to build 6 fires every morning.
Really? How would he go about building a fire? He'd have the steps that he went through to build it?
Well, he'd have paper, then kindling wood, and then coal. We used coal till we got gas. So.
Yeah.
So the pan got gas.
Did you ever use big pieces of wood?
They did out at our old homes. They had these great big fire pieces, but we never did have any of them here.
Yeah, what did he call those big round pieces of wood?
Just logs.
Okay. What is it that, what do you call the black stuff that forms in the chimneys?
Soot.
Okay. And then, what's left in the fireplace when the fire goes out?
Ashes.
Okay. Are there any particular color?
Gray.
Alright.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, and this thing that I'm sitting in is called a...
Chair.
Okay. What would you call the long piece of furniture that it's usually stuffed with horsehair and sometimes in your living room?
Sofa.
Okay. Have you heard of anybody else call anything else?
Couch. Settee.
Pardon me?
Settee.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Huh. Uh-huh.
Did they call him that when you were younger?
No, I just heard. We always call it sofa.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I got the one in there came out of my mother's old home. Mm-hmm. The one out in there came out of my father's old home. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. their house, I mean.
No, their mother, their father.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's a history line.
Yeah.
Okay. What would you call the piece of furniture in your bedroom that has drawers in it, that you put clothes in?
Wardrobe.
Okay. Would you ever call anything else? Would you have drawers?
Oh, a chest of drawers.
Okay. Okay.
My grandmother's 16th birthday, he gave this set of jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
A pin about that big and had a big emerald, 60 diamonds, some of them big. Then the earring about that big with an emerald and 30 diamonds. And I've got one, it's made into pin.
Wow.
And I got one of the earrings. So.
60 diamonds?
Well, the earrings has 30 diamonds.
Just 30 diamonds.
They're not as big as the pin.
Uh-huh.
Now, her oldest granddaughter got the pin.
Mm-hmm.
And my aunt gave me 4 before she ever died. So I prize it very highly.
Yeah.
When I have to go to the hospital, I either put them up. Lock box or one time I had to go to the hospital, I took it to Bromberg's in Birmingham and let them work on it. But I knew it'd be safe there.
Yeah. What did they have to say about it when they saw it?
Oh, they said they never had seen one like it. They'd never even seen a reproduction like it.
Wow, really?
And they appraised it at $4,000, just mine.